The Unbreakables Club. It is easy to figure out what school bullies want. They want you to become a snarling beast like they are. They want to poison you with so much of their hate that you will not have a choice but to hate everything yourself. But the beast and the barbarian are on the opposite ends. The latter is a warrior, and the first a mess frothed up by their shitty fathers, who regretted their hookups, the marriage, and the first and the second kid, and I bet you, like father, like son, the bully destroyed his family too. The hollow never grow up. There is nothing in them to prevent that implosion. I didn't have much friends after my bullies came around, but I had my science book to ponder, and shortly thereafter programming, which apparently now is a kind of an inside joke, that bullied kids are drawn to programming. But I was drawn to the infinite complexity of it all. I cared not for games. I wanted to program deep into the computer to see what the heck is in there. In sixth or seventh grade, we had a programming class called Informatica. And surprisingly, some pretty nifty Elvro 800 Junior computers. Basically, a ZX Spectrum. And the hip teacher accused me of lying, of copying code, of having someone help me with my homework, and get me graded down. My bullies laughed at me, but I wasn't reacting. I was proud of my little program. It was my first one, and I had diagrams to prove it, though I didn't care to do that. Like my bullies, my teachers were also unraveling right before me. They were all well-wishing, crappy little monstrosities, bound and destroying what made all the students special and unique, and they were successful with the rest of my class. I cheerfully and rather proudly remained the black sheep, still to face countless bad grades and more bullies, who got so dangerous that I'm pretty sure they had knives on them. My main bully lied to some older bullies that I was hurting him, probably to learn how to control people. He was already pretty messed up. Personally, I just saw a loser with perfect grades, all of which were fake and meaningless. Some years after that, and now long ago, in a crafty escape from a speech class, where you have to give speeches, a big no-no for now an immigrant in America, missing many words in his vocabulary still, whilst quietly wandering corridors, another no-no, I got snagged by the future principal, who wanted to see what misfits were really like so that he could run a school more effectively. Maybe he saw me as a misfit, after all I was wandering the halls, or maybe he saw me as just one of the normal students that he could use as a control sample in his experiment. I don't think I fit any of anybody else's boxes. But today, I call his classroom the Suicide Club, and I'm proud that my adventures took me there. I call it this way because that is what the teachers saw, a bunch of losers. But we were the opposite. We were the unbreakables, the survivors. And yes, every one of us in that room had massive superpowers. It is quite unbelievable. We got filtered right through the crappy school system with all the grading and ineffective education into a single classroom. It's almost comedy. These were the teenage titans, warriors born to battle, all in the same classroom. Can you imagine? They were much stronger than the European kids that I grew up around, and they did have that American color and beauty, straight out of those 1990s high school movies. And they were intricate in their minds in ways that I can't describe. I can name every one of their superpowers to this day, though. And I must add that there was one more person, a ghost, a warrior angel, who wasn't in the class. She did not come across as needing any kind of fixing. A young lady who tried to befriend me, but I was much too shy, and I couldn't really speak English all that well. I spoke very slowly, and I was missing words. Whoever it was is still helping people today, I am sure of it. That was definitely not an ordinary person. A warrior, maybe a Valkyrie, a guardian, some kind of a titan. She approached me the second time sometime later. I could not see her face. She had it covered because it was winter, and still tried to talk to me. What incredible kindness, what generosity. Now, as an adult, I can tell you what the principal was looking for. I can explain it in a single word, too. The misfits were unbreakable. They were causing trouble not because they couldn't adapt, but because they rejected half measures, lies, memorization, shitty parents, crappy bullies, and pretending that they could ever fit in. See, the Suicide Club was not a class of broken kids. They were the ones that couldn't be broken. They were the ones who took life seriously, who lived for real, and saw that it was indeed a big deal. The skinny boy resisted being made fun of and wore his favorite shirt with a cute frog, ignoring the bullies, making fun of him, attacking him, and complaining to us how broken their minds were. Yes. The rich girl didn't put up with anybody's lies because she was already an adult at 16. The traveler slept in a trash bin and woke up just fine, the unbreakable warrior he was. The trench coat girl, a real survivor, built families out of pretty scary rejects from the get-go. She was the mother that her mother wasn't. Lots of kids had problems in that school, but they slowly let the school crush them or cure them. The rejects, the misfits, the club already lived their real lives, already counted for more. The principal, when he was preparing the class for the first day, put up a poster that stated, "Wherever you go, there you are," thinking that we were troubled. But we were the most authentic thing in that school. He needed to read that poster more than any of us did. We already had integrated personalities and eyes well on our futures. Unlike the movies, none of us had a normal finale or graduation. We each went in separate directions. And I left that very semester. The biology teacher said that weed was an herb, and I dropped out the same day. I got scooped up by adult education, but school was interfering with my education. I was only able to give proper programming the focus that it deserved after graduating high school. And college was even a bigger disappointment. I did end up on the dean's list, but I don't know how to feel about it. I certainly feel that I didn't deserve to be on there. I expected much higher standards. For one, philosophy class only taught Descartes. It is a good start, but philosophy class, oh my gosh, it is so much more. And the class that we did end up with destroyed that entire promise. It was anti-inspirational. It was anti-wisdom. Descartes was turned against himself. And now worked to destroy the pursuit and love of wisdom. For me, that class destroyed college. Like always, I was better off learning on my own. The misfits, they were always way too overpowered for an ordinary existence. They are everywhere, but nowhere to be seen. They are a billion times wiser than when we were children. And know this, the history may be written by the victors, but it is the misfits that grow all the way up and change the world.